Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Are you tired of fake politicians? Are you tired of New Mexico being last? Listen to this young student as to why we choose Karen Bodoni for governor.
If you were to ask me who was impacted most by the pandemic, I would have to say the youth. As many of us suffered mentally and physically, Santa Fe turned a blind eye towards us. We were completely alone, forgotten. One day I woke up and said, okay, that's enough. I started getting involved, and that's when I found Karen Bodoni. I support Ms. Bodoni because no one has advocated for our voices like she has. I don't believe that party should be the main factor when it comes to serving the people. A mother, teacher, worker, businesswoman, and a strong conservative New Mexican. A true reflection of the American dream. I can't think of anyone else more capable and qualified to lead us in the battle for the soul of New Mexico. For more information, please visit BodoniTough.com, paid for by Students for Bodoni and sponsored by Wolverines Freedom Radio.
My name is Karen Bodoni and I approve this message.
And listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
Thank you.
cold dark street, the body's in an open grave. Underneath the broken old neon sign, used to read Jesus in.
Nature decided to make up for that drought fucking all in 1 month, I guess, man. I'm just going to have to backstroke the store to get some cigarettes.
Last time we're actually out of our drought now because of all this, which is good, but I had to do the same thing the other night. It got flooded, you know. Hey, Virgil, how you doing, brother?
Oh, about in the same shape as Russell. About in the same shape as Russell, but we the levees are still holding. We ain't flooded out yet.
Well, that's good. I tell you guys, you know, it's getting very interesting as we're getting closer to November, about 2 months away. And now with this fit of unforgiveness, I have to laugh. I mean, you know. He can't do this
because
he has to go to Congress. I mean, what
did
you guys get your
picks on this? Okay, so let's all out. What Biden did was just straight up an attempt to buy votes, okay? He does not have the authority to sign an executive order relieving debt. That's got to go to Congress. That's got to go through the House of Representatives and the Senate. What we call Congress. It's got to go through Congress and then up here. Now, with these weak-kneed Republicans and that sort of thing, you know, be surprised if it did happen. It would surprise a damn bit. I mean, after John Cornyn and a lot of other sacks of shit joined the Democrats passing that bill. But tell you guys, there's a bright side. Joe Biden came on the television in front of the whole nation, God, country, probably the whole damn world, and he promised us, he absolutely promised us that there would not be another election stolen.
Yeah, I saw that. What the fuck did he mean by that?
You know exactly what he meant by that.
Does he admit it? Did he admit that there was voter fraud? Or did he, was that an accidental slip? I saw that, and I'm like, what in the hell?
Illegitimate president of the United States of America went on public, national, and international TV and told the world, yes, they did steal the election, but they would to it that it would never happen again. Virgil,
right. you're kind of cutting out on there every other word.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Our president went on national television, international, worldwide, giving his little speech there, and he promised us that there would never be another stolen election. Now, I don't know if I'm the only one who sit there and just went, what the fuck did you just say? And he did. He admitted it right there in front of the world, Virgil Stragis, right there in front of the fucking world. He admitted that they stole this last election. The evidence is pouring out everywhere. It, you know, it's like when the dike starts to break, you know, you got a little hole pop out here, you got a little hole hype out, you know, pop out there and stuff like that. And I don't care how good a dike you are and how many dildos you have, eventually those holes are going to turn to cracks, and that's how this is coming down, baby.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all, but another thing, Russell, you know, this is why, when these situations come up, this is why I love having you on this show. I love being with you on this show. You see, I've been watching this situation down in Guatemala. Now, we have an expert on Guatemala right here on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, got an expert right here. Okay, and the more I'm listening to this, and the more I hear people, well, America is not a banana republic. America will never become a banana republic. What I see going on in Guatemala is the exact same thing going on here.
Oh, yeah.
In Guatemala, their justice system is being weaponized against political opposition, just like in America. You have prosecutors in Guatemala fleeing the country trying to get into America. Now, these are not poor people. These are not cartel members. These are not MS-13s or anything else. These are people fleeing for their lives because they've been receiving death threats from their government if they continue to pursue prosecutions against corrupt people in their government.
Well, if you do not believe that happening here, there is no other explanation for what these people are doing to Donald J. Trump. And you see it all the time. The governor of California, fucking Pelosi's nephew there is Gavin Newsom, does not have the authority, and it is unconstitutional. They cannot make you buy electric cars, nor can they stop you from producing fossil fuel cars. And
exactly.
You just had the newly elected governor of New York, some dumb bitch come out and say, you know what, if you're not Democrat, if you're not liberal Democrat, you just need to go ahead and get the fuck out of New York. We don't want you to go down to Florida, go to Texas, wherever. Now, New York, in the last, I don't remember now, but in the last year, 2 years, something like that, 600,000 people have left New York. California the same way. Now, they're coming to our state doing their very best and bring that stupid shit with them because they're too incredibly dumb to know that if you vote the same way you did in California, you get the same fucking result, you freaking idiot.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you know, it goes on. And, I mean, the FBI has absolutely no credibility now. Department of Homeland Security. Oh, gentlemen, I have about 2 minutes to go on a rant about Hot Wheels fucking Havoc.
I was wondering about that. Go ahead.
This motherfucker. All right, so he goes, all right, we're going to put the National Guard down there. We're going to secure the border, right? So they go down there, and they lock the gates and stuff like that. Well, the next thing you know, the border control comes along, tells them to unlock the gates and let the people through the gate. Now, if we have any law enforcement officers listening tonight, especially Texas, your county sheriff is the ultimate authority in your county. Now, those border counties down there along the Rio Grande, those sheriffs walk right into that border patrol office and tell them to get the fuck out of Texas, or at least out of their county. They have full authority, but they don't. You know,
Russell, you're right. You're right, and you're wrong about that, because the government has a contingency plan for that, and I'm going to tell you what it is right now, brother. The reason they don't do it: every federal office, including that wall, is designated a federal reservation. Local law enforcement has no authority on a federal reservation. That's how they get away with it.
That's true. They tell them the truth.
But they can tell them to stay in their little federal fucking reservation, because if they step off of it, they're going to arrest their motherfucking asses. And the reservations, the way you're describing them, can only apply to buildings. Period.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some recourse there. I think people misunderstand that tremendously and stuff like that. And it has to have a fucking designated, it has to be designated one. So if it has been designated as a federal,
the thing is, Russell, bottom line is this. If Trump does get elected again, and I'm going to say if, okay, because nothing is for sure now with the election system, okay, I hope he learned from his mistakes. That's the main thing, is to learn from your mistakes.
I think he did. I don't think he realized exactly how deep the fucking swamp was. And he took advice from people who'd been there forever. You know, this guy said, "Oh, you good? This guy, you know, hey, good, you know, good old boy, fucking system and shit like that." And I don't think he's gonna fucking do that this time out. I think he's bringing people he wants. He's not gonna trust anything the fucking Republicans up there tell him, or the Democrats. And you know what? If nothing else, you know what, Bernie Sanders, I think he's going to have a whole new respect for the Second Amendment, and if that's what it took to open his fucking eyes, I'm glad it happened, because that was my biggest fucking complaint with Donald J. Trump, was his weakness on the Second Amendment.
Well, yes, that was a very big thing, but my biggest pet peeve was that he did not clean house. He did not clean house from the get-go. Okay.
Well, Bernie,
that search warrant from the FBI was a fucking joke. They're coming up with all this kind of documentation that they found. His lawyers weren't allowed in to observe the seizure of any of these documentation. They were boxes just taken out in a U-Haul truck, and they were taken somewhere. And God knows what they put in those boxes once they got them to where they wanted them.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, man.
I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but I know enough about the law. I know enough about chain of custody, and I know enough about compromised and fruit of a poison tree. You know, I mean, you don't tow somebody's car off the highway, bring it to the crime lab, and then search it and say, oh, well, this Russell Hodge Jeep, okay, we found 100 pounds of fucking fentanyl in a couple of toolboxes that he had in his Jeep. Okay, that doesn't fly in court. That doesn't fly
right.
in court. You know,
right?
I mean,
but you've got to remember, Virgil. Honesty and the law being proper means nothing to these people. I guarantee you, they're going to find a reason to indict him. I promise you that.
Well, an indictment is not a conviction. Indictment is not
but
a conviction.
Would you
go ahead.
They're going to find a reason to indict him, and that's going to keep the whole thing tied up. The mainstream media is doing everything they can to convict him before anything ever goes to court. Fuckers operate the same way I do. I'm going to tell you right now, Virgil, if they do indict Trump and they fucking go in there, that man, and the first major fucking don't break the streets, we might as well pack our butt because it's over.
You're breaking up, Russell.
I understand what you're saying. Oh, they're definitely going to come with an indictment. Try to bring all that January 6th testimony in there and tie it all together and this, that, and the other. And it's going to be a big, big, big shit show is what it's going to be.
Well, the reason they're
but
doing
in the long run, in the long run, these assholes that are pulling all of this shit, they are the best campaign managers Trump could have. They are the best campaign strategists that Trump could have.
That's true.
Because it's coming down, you know, like you're going back to these electric cars, okay? We've had people here in Louisiana, I've read the stories on it, that have these electric cars. Well, we have these storms that have been passing up. We've had some bad storms come through here. Well, turns out that lightning hit a couple of these things.
Yeah.
And now they have to have the batteries replaced in it, which is not covered by the warranty on this. It's not covered by anything. One man is just about to cry because he's still having to pay notes on this car that he financed, this electric car. It's Tesla, but now he has to come up with $30,000 to replace the electrical system in it, including the battery.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
And not only that, Virgil, but those batteries, still stuff like that that they use, a neurotoxin. All right. I guarantee you, it's only small amounts. But how long has the fully electric cars been around? 5-6 years, maybe less.
Well, California. You talked about California. California tried at one time back in the 80s, I believe, to ban, you know, gasoline-powered cars. So Ford and a couple other manufacturers came up with electric prototypes for people in California to use. One of them was Ford. They converted the little Ford Rangers into being EVs, and they just gave them to people. They just gave them to people to try out, and every week they had to fill out a piece of paper, you know, how it performed, this, that, and the other. And a lot of people liked them. A lot of people liked mm-hmm. them. But when now here's the thing. Here's the funny part. Okay, when California failed to pass that law, okay, the oil companies, including Saudi Arabia and everything, bought all of those prototype vehicles, bought all of them. They were still the property of the manufacturer of the automotive industry, but they bought them, and they rounded them up and destroyed every one of them. You have one left that's in a California museum, automotive museum, but it's been deactivated.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is a shit show. This is a shit show. The EV
that's
cars,
all it is.
You know, the EV cars, okay, that's coming directly from AOC with her new Green
mm-hmm.
Deal shit. The student loan forgiveness, AOC. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And Bernie Sanders, and all of this. Biden is not running a goddamn thing. Biden is a stooge. He's a front. He's a puppet. He's getting paper shoved in front of him, and they're saying, "Sign this, you dumb son of a bitch. Do what we tell you to do."
Yeah, but
and
if you know
he's,
actually,
he's going along with it.
But do you know he's actually running the show? I did some digging into this, and we did a story on him not so long ago.
Okay.
Well, here's
a couple of things that I'd like just to hit to. What? I love the fact that how incredibly fucking, I don't know what word to use. Stupid isn't strong enough. Dance. I don't know what word. But all those sanctions that were put against Russia, we had all reports, oh, the Russian economy is crashing. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
crashing. God, guys, well, actually, the fucking
you're
Russian
breaking up, Russell. You're breaking up badly.
The Russian economy is percolating like a coffee pot on a friggin' fire.
Mm-hmm.
It is percolating and it is going. And
yep.
So now that we armed Al-Qaeda and ISIS and the Taliban and whoever the fuck else we armed with $80+ billion worth of military equipment, guess what's going on now? We're fixing to have another embassy fucking thing going on in Iraq. There's massive riots going on. Of course, this administration chose not to evacuate the embassy there in Baghdad. And there's 12 dead now. Riots going on, da 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 da, like that. We're fixing to have another serious crisis in Iraq now. Now, that's not counting
right.
Depending on whose numbers you use, 800 to 2,000 Americans that were left in Afghanistan that have been at mercy of the Taliban and ISIS and Al-Qaeda for over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's turned back into a powder keg, just like it was when Trump walked onto the stage. Only worse. I don't know, man. I don't know. We sent a carrier group into Taiwan. Great. This is just getting dumber by the minute. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, we told you 2 years ago that this election comes up, if it happens, it'll be corrupt. But I tell you what, they're talking about this emergency, that emergency. They're going to have to, they're about to pull something. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, keep your heads on a swivel, pay attention to what's going on, and you better learn. Okay, let's just do this. Okay, Virgil, say there is a dirty bomb or nuke detonation, say, in New Orleans or Lake Charles or somewhere like that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not in the blast area, the first thing you're going to do is you step out there, see which way the wind is blowing, and you go 90 degrees from that direction in either direction. All right? I go towards the coast, but if it detonates and the wind is blowing to the north, you better have your shit in the truck and be moving east or west just as quick as your little fucking chubby feet can bend and pat their way
right
out of the damn truck.
Well, the first thing, if there is a dirty bomb detonated in the city of New Orleans, first thing I'm going to do is go on a three-day drunk, okay? Because as far as LaToya Cantrell is concerned, she's already bright, but her glowing in the dark would make my day.
Okay. What do you say, Carmelita? Hey, how you doing, my lady?
Oh, you shit. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I'm just...
We know Virgil would actually do it, too. We know he would actually do it, too.
Hey, I'm
well,
right there with him, man. I got a bottle. I got some old liquor.
I don't have nothing. I've lost nothing in New Orleans. I can tell you that right now. Every time I hear about any problems about New Orleans, I quickly bring up and I get my ass chewed out and cussed out and everything else about them taking
the
Confederate monuments down.
What the hell happened, by the way, with you, Virgil?
Hey, what the hell happened, Virgil? This wasn't funny, Virgil. This wasn't a going to damn story rant about how you could get a fucking lesson. This was to tell people what to do if there is radiation in the air, all right?
Virgil, what is this shit that I'm reading? Who the fuck got their little snowflakes melted or something, and they got all pissy and shit? What, do they run their mouths or something?
Well, I don't want to overshadow Russell. I'll get into that, but Russell's right, you know. You do just like what they teach us to do in the plants. You look and you find which way the wind is blowing, and basically you just go upwind. Go upwind of any fallout.
Oh, I plan on it. I plan on having my M50 mask on, and I'll be on my way. I got my M50 mask ready to go.
Just on a note on the same subject. In the Ukraine right now, they're having problems with that world's largest nuclear plant. They're afraid that son of a bitch is going to melt down, and they're passing out iodine tablets to everybody to fight radiation poisoning.
And
we're giving them another $1 billion.
The Russian report.
Well, VA's doing real bad, guys.
The Russian report, she was covering all that. I mean, bringing the real story out,
right?
Along with from the citizens of Ukraine about he was doing all this stuff. He was assassinated by the Nazis in the Ukraine. And ladies and gentlemen, they just sent another billion, 7 billion, or whatever. Right now, these people's bank accounts are swelling so fucking fast that I don't think they're able to hide how much money they're actually stealing. That whole thing is the biggest. And you know what? If you say, well, Russia's bogged down, Russia is not. Russia, and don't get me wrong, I am no fan of Vladimir Putin, but I'll tell you one thing Vladimir Putin is. He is a solid enemy, and he's not going to hide anything. He's going to speak his mind. And I'm telling you, from day one when this shit started, Putin is not the bad guy in this thing.
It's nope, he is not. He's been trying to help us. He's been trying to warn us.
Go ahead.
Putin has been trying to warn us, and we haven't been listening to the damn thing. Everybody wants to point fingers. It's not Putin.
But to answer Carmelita's question, just to give a reflection on what's going on in society today. Okay. Castrol BP plant, British Petroleum plant, it's in Port Allen. I recently brought a load of fuel additive over there to get offloaded. Well, they sent two guys out there, and anybody that knows procedure of offloading tanker trucks, first thing you do is you ground a tanker truck. You hook the grounding cable to it. They did not do that, okay? There are two valves on that trailer. One is an external, one's an internal. It's a hydraulic internal valve. You have to pump it, and you have to work it like a hydraulic jack to open up the valve. Mm-hmm. Well, they were having problems of offloading the trailer, blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. Well, finally, I kind of got upset with them. I said, look, you guys need to get a supervisor out here because something's wrong. Well, they took offense to that, and the supervisor took offense to that. So the supervisor and I walked around the trailer. We went through everything. The grounding cable was not hooked up. I hooked up the grounding cable. They opened up the external valve, but they didn't open up the internal valve. And they didn't open up the internal valve all of the way inside the plant where the tank was. And so once we got everything flowing, I looked at the supervisor and I said, you know, do those guys know what they're doing? He said, well, they're new. I said, well, they need a little bit more training before you need to let them mess with these tanker trailers. Because, you know, this could have turned out bad.
They could have blew somebody up.
Okay, now the email gets sent to the office by this so-called supervisor, and my comments about incompetence and poorly trained got turned into me calling him a nigger, which that never happened.
Oh, God. Right.
So now there's a big ruff about it. The safety on my end's investigating. Their safety's investigating it and all of this. And I thought I was fixing to lose my goddamn job.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as they can see it now, once I told them all of that and the time frame it took to offload the trailer, you know, it's kind of looking in my favor now. So, but they're still investigating. But I was brought back on duty. They shut me down for a little while. But I was brought back on duty. I got to go load and go to South Carolina with a load of wax tomorrow. So I'm back
first
in
off,
the South.
They cannot afford to lose you, Virgil. They can't afford to lose you. Let me tell you what. They can't get nobody. Nobody wants to work for anybody anymore. They are. Let me tell you. I talked to a guy with the VA, okay? They don't even have folks that want to work for the VA. They're leaving in flows, man, flows. They're sending all these soldiers that are getting out. And let me tell you what, it's a majority. The majority of our forces, I can promise you, they are so undermanned, you won't be able to. If it comes to a war, forget it. You might as well just stand there and just get shot at. Because these kids don't know what they're doing. And then they can't get anybody in. They can't retain anybody. I talked to a VA guy today. He says they're so overwhelmed with the amount of folks getting out, they have to now send people's packets to different states to see if they can oversee and do the eligibility on these veterans. I'm telling you, that's how bad it is. Our military is bleeding. It's bleeding to the point where it's not going to be recoverable. Honestly, it's just not. By FY22, they already said, man, ground forces are going to be null and void. And this is exactly what them fuckers wanted, okay? I don't really give a flying fuck about Biden, his administration, or any of them motherfuckers. I can't stand the majority of the rhinos, quite honestly. They're going to hit New York. That's going to be ground zero, as always, just the way they set it up before. And I don't give a flying fuck who's listening or whatever. 9/11 was planned. Ain't no motherfucker going to tell me no way it wasn't. Bottom line, okay? Because all those corporate elites made a lot of money off that war, okay? And then I get told, now this pissed me off, okay? I dig it. I got a little fired up, okay? Even though my battle will be retired, they can reach out and put their little fucking claws in him for the next 5 years, if need be. Mm-hmm. Well, that ain't going to happen, because I'll tell you what, if you read on the news, Latina woman in Florida loses her shit, yeah, that'd be me. Uh-huh.
So,
that was you?
I have to break both my husband's legs. Yep.
I did read about that.
I'm so fed up with all the shit that I'm seeing, guys. It's all bullshit, dude. There's no land nav. There's no stick lanes. There's no proper fucking training. They drop these little morons out in the middle of the woods. They give them daggers. And half the little fuck faces can't even figure out what the daggers, you know, how they work or anything. And then if, you know, God forbid, they don't have an extra battery on them, these little snowflake bitches. I call them little boomer bitches. That's what they are. The little baby boomer snowflake bitches. They get out in the field. Their daggers go dead. And if you hand them a map, those boys are going to be standing there wasting away in the middle of that field, wherever the fuck they are, because they're that stupid. They do not learn. They don't know how to do stick lanes. They don't know how to do land navigation. They don't know how to do night navigation. That's how dumb they are. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I'm in the perfect fucking place because, one, you know, where I live in the lake and everything else, it's a mile off and all. I'm thinking y'all motherfuckers are going to get eaten by these alligators. And I hope that 15-foot bitch that's over in the lake across the street right now, I hope the hell she has like 150 babies before the end of the year. I swear to God, I hope she does. I hope she pops them out like chiclets, because it's just to the point where this bullshit, this shit show, the fucking fake fear of investigation, the fucking CIA, all these corrupt motherfuckers, they're in it for themselves and all the money. And then we got to pick up that tab, and our grandchildren got to pick up that tab. I don't know about anybody else, but let me tell you what. When you reach a certain age in your life, you really don't give a fuck whether or not you go to jail, because guess what? You ain't got much time to serve.
Hold on, Carmelita. Let Russell jump in. Go ahead, Russell.
Ed, what Carmelita's saying about the military is 100% correct. I mean, you wouldn't believe some of the shit they're turning out now. But on the flip side of that, they have been feeding these motherfuckers so much division shit out here on the civilian side of things, and we got 100% reverse discrimination going on today. I'm real lucky today that a cop didn't drive by. We're out here working at Greenpoint area, Houston. It is now commonly known as Guns Point. All right. It had rained and stuff. We got a little breakout from the rain, so we hopped out. Was trying to get some stuff done. I was crossing the street. There's two lanes of traffic one way going across there. I was in the median. There was a car in the lane closest to the median, you know, the left lane, going down the one-way street, headed over towards the beltway. And so I looked. It was about 250, 300 foot away, so I just casually walked across the street and stepped over to the other curb, and said, all of a sudden I get this huge splash of water. These motherfuckers done crossed over to the right-hand lane and hit this, I heard the engine, that's why I turned around and looked, hit that water and just douched me, right? And I turned around and I flipped them off, man, and I lost my cool, man, I told them, too. I said, you think that's funny? As they were driving away, they were like, you fucking racist. Turn your black ass around over here. I said, I'll show you racist, and I'll show you gangster. And those motherfuckers turned around, pulled into the parking lot right there. And I walked right over to their vehicle and stuff like that, and they started to step out. I drew down on them and said, get on your motherfucking knees. And they did, and I told them, man, I had them sitting there on their knees, hands on top of their heads, man. And I said, y'all got 10 seconds to make peace with God. One of them pissed himself. All right?
Don't you just love it when that happens?
And my eye man was just fucking scared. He didn't know what to say. He was just frozen. His jaw had done hit the fucking ground. And I said, I tell you motherfuckers what? I said, you done fuck with the wrong white man? And I said, I'm going to tell you something else. Y'all want a motherfucking war? I said, bring it on, because we're way better armed and trained than you little motherfuckers. And I said, now empty your fucking pockets. I made them empty their pockets so I could leave everything on the ground there. I said, now get the fuck out of here. And let him go.
Well, sure, they're little bitches, man. Uh-huh. Everybody wants to yell racist all the time. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm tired of hearing that shit. I got called a racist by two women already, and I'm like, fuck you. I said, you know what? I said, look, and I'm an honest person. I mean, I kid you not, Matt will tell you, I am not a nice person. I already know I'm not a nice person. I hate everybody fucking equally. I am just, that's the bottom line. We were at a bar, what was it? I don't know, Saturday. What's today? Today Monday? Okay, yeah, we were at the bar Saturday. So, and we were drinking, you know, meeting all kinds of folks. And I'm talking like-minded folks like us, which I like.
Uh-huh.
And then I met this chick called Natalia. This chick's with DOD, right? She does halo jumps. She helps train the Dutch Shepherds and the Belgian Shepherds for the fake Bureau and the other little fake-ass people. And this chick, I shit you not, she was down to earth. Me, I got a little intoxicated, not going to lie. Y'all have to try this. You got to try this drink, by the way, guys. If you're ever out, tell them you want a tie me to the bedpost and follow it up with a perfect piece of ass. Okay? Trust me.
It sounds like a suicide.
Oh, no. I started off with a liquid marijuana, and then I had a tie me to the bedpost. And then the girl, Mickey, who owns the bar, she says, I got something for you. I'm like, oh, here we go. So it's a shot. It's called a perfect piece of ass. And woo, you will feel good after that. But let me tell you, everything you guys are saying, people, don't think folks aren't preparing. Folks are preparing for a lot of shit. And
well,
I understand what you say, the dirty bomb and all that. But my thing is, I can get in the boat, go one way, because I am planning on getting on the, I'm not going to get on the road and go whatever other way. I just won't do it. I mean, I'm how far from Louisiana are we? Like 8 hours?
Let's see. Yeah, about an 8-hour drive.
Eight-hour drive.
Where are you at?
Florida.
In relation to Pensacola.
Oh. Pensacola is about, hold on, because I was at NTTC Corey Station before. Pensacola is how far?
Hours,
I think it was
five,
like 3
hours.
No, not Pensacola. From Louisiana, I know I'm 8.5 hours. And that's New Orleans, okay, because my friend asked me to come down and visit. And I said, screw that, I ain't coming to New Orleans. I said, if I want to die, I'll just go into Baltimore City. So... Well, it's 5 hours. Almost 6 hours, Pensacola is for me.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, I'm
but
there.
See,
okay.
Russell,
y'all know
but
where
you see,
Ocala
Russell,
is.
Here's the thing, Russell. Okay. It's 5 hours away. But you are taking your life in your hands every time you jump on 75 north or south in Florida.
Hell yes, you are.
Yeah.
You have got more misguided missiles on that stretch of highway than any place in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You know who the kamikaze pilots are on these missiles, Russell? 16, 17, 18-year-old girls all the way up to 25 driving down the road 75 miles an hour, their left foot under their right leg, barefoot, and texting on the phone, flying like they done lost their fucking mind. I swear to God.
He got killed last week.
You can
be. Last week.
It can be a clear day, not a cloud in the sky, 1
yep.
o'clock in the afternoon,
yep.
going down, everything's good, and then all of a sudden you
cut lost them. Always happens to get to a good point.
Let me tell you, I play kick the bird every day.
Is it just Florida, man? I guarantee you come up here to Texas, and you have to probably be doing fucking 90 and a 65 to get pulled over. Because I guarantee you, people are running 20 miles an hour over the speed limit. I'm in my country truck. I try to stay at like 10 over because, you know, I don't want to get no ticket. The Beltway, so I'm running 75, 80 miles an hour on the Beltway, and people are passing me like I'm standing still.
Right.
At me like, what the fuck's wrong with you, man?
I see that here too. You know, I could be doing like 75.
Oh, they drive crazy down here, man. They drive crazy down here. I'll tell you what, it is a retirement estate because these old folks, they don't even turn their fucking heads. They just back up. You can be behind them. It's like, road bump. They can't turn their heads. They can't turn right. They can't really see. And then you got these young kids. Five kids got
killed
last week.
They use the force. They use the force, Carmelita. You have to use the force in Florida.
Force, yeah. Let me tell you what. I need a bigger truck. I got to get a bigger truck.
Why do you think, Carmelita, the number one state for ranch hand and rhino bumpers is the state of Florida? Not the state of Texas, the state of Florida for ranch hand and rhino bumpers.
Think about it for a minute.
Russell, I know we're about to end the show. Russell, I want to ask you a question. What does a blind gynecologist and a puppy have in common?
Blind gynecologist. I have no fucking idea, bro.
They both have wet noses.
There's Carmelita. She's back.
It's absolutely getting ridiculous, people. They are putting the criminals back on the streets. Let me tell you, we had two guys here in Harris County, Texas, arrested, capital murder. They should have been held without bond. There shouldn't have been any bond. There shouldn't have been chance to anybody. Their bond was set at $250,000 each.
Yeah.
Judge lowered it to $200,000. Then he lowered it to $150,000. And he ended up lowering the bond to $50,000 where they could walk out of jail for $5,000. They got out of jail, cut their ankle monitors off, and was gone. One was picked up 7-10 days later, about a week and a half later, something like that, for 4 or 5 more felonies, aggravated robbery, rape, da-da-da, like that. The other one's still missing. But they're putting these fucking criminals back on the street. It's just fucking ridiculous, man.
Let me tell you a story, Russell, that's going to piss you off. You know, I've been telling you all about my cutting and everything, what's going on. This last week he got arrested for armed robbery, believe it or not. And guess what? They turned him loose the next day. Well, I just found out today that he was involved in another robbery I couldn't confirm that it was him, get a positive ID. But am I worried about it? No, because,
they caught a guy in Baton Rouge for a hit and run. They've been looking for him for a year and a half, and they finally caught him. Okay. He gets out on bond, and now he didn't show up to court. So now they got the U.S. Marshals looking for him. They don't know where the hell he's at. Okay, we have a cop in Denham Springs, Louisiana, that was arrested and charged with carnal knowledge with a juvenile and malfeasance in office. All right, he was let out on bond. He's in the wind. He's somewhere between New York and California. They can't find him.
Mm-hmm. Are these all illegals?
One is a cop. He looks like the cop. I'll send you a picture. He looks like Chris Kyle.
Are you serious? Looks like Chris
Kyle.
Yeah,
he looks like he looks just like Chris Kyle.
Shit, I'll be that
Chris
guy.
Kyle with a crew cut.
Well, you want to know what's funny, Virgil Russell, is that even though my son's been in and out, you know, we can't find him, but I have an idea where he's at, and I've told the cops where to look for him. Oh, we can't find him. I'm like, well, go to the homeless camp there in Albuquerque by Coronado Mall. I guarantee you'll find him.
Wait a minute. Your son's out of jail?
Yeah. After robbing
what
the house,
hell?
Robbed, he was
okay,
OED.
Well, wait a minute.
He
you can
OED.
Almost burn down a town. You can rob a house and everything, and your son's out of jail? Are you kidding
exactly.
me right now?
That's what this house
Carmelita.
And everybody's mad at me. Carmelita. What can I
they,
do
they,
about
they,
it?
They don't know where to put them. The juvenile
yeah,
crime is so bad. The
just
juvenile
academy.
Crime. The juvenile crime is so bad in Louisiana. They're going to the federal courts now because
mm-hmm.
they don't have any place to put them. These places are so old. The kids are rioting. These punks, they're attacking the guards. They're escaping everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're having to go to the federal judge and ask for permission to get a special decree because you can't put juveniles in adult facilities. They're trying to
That's
get
right.
them housed at the Louisiana State Penitentiary now.
And
well,
over, and over here,
what people don't understand, the Louisiana State Penitentiary is the largest penitentiary in the United States. It's 18,000 acres. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And this ain't small. Okay? And a lot, you know, you got a lot of escapes that take place from Angola, but they don't get reported
mm-hmm.
unless the inmate, the convict, gets off the prison property. Well, 18,000 acres through Tunica Hills, is that's some treacherous territory to try and outrun a bunch of dogs and hillbillies
yeah.
on horses.
And the thing
so,
about here is, the jails are overflowing. They're full. They don't have no room.
And
so they have to
Louisiana.
If you want to depopulate, why not kill them?
Look, Louisiana State Penitentiary has this year alone, and the year is not over. This year alone has had over 18 prison guards arrested for introduction of contraband and having sex with inmates.
Now, that shit's been happening for ages.
But
it's
the highest it's ever been. And, I mean, you're talking about some serious amount of drugs.
Oh, I know. You can get more drugs in jail than anything. You can get as much drugs in jail than you can get on a street corner.
Okay. It's just a little side note. Just something to kind of bring the show to an end there on a high note or whatever. A 1952 mint condition Mickey Mantle baseball card sold for $12.6 million. So
damn.
All you
yeah, I saw that.
that's got all them old baseball cards stuck away, way back in the attic or down in the basement somewhere. I'd go fucking start looking and start digging. Your retirement may be sitting in an old fucking notebook somewhere.
Well,
I have a bunch of baseball cards, guys.
I have a bunch of baseball cards that are real old. They're back in, Matt, all those cards that are in those plastic casings from my brother from like 1934 mm-hmm. and forward, the ones he put in bar casings and everything. I got signatures on them. My brother used to collect all that.
Oh, God.
We're going to see
Carmelita on the Discovery Channel dealing with Chumley. Like porn stars.
Mm. Yeah, you might see me on Discovery Channel after I whoop Kamala Harris's ass. That's about it, or AOC.
Well,
what's happening with the little Taliban head? Ilhan Omar and Shaka Laka. What the fuck's her name?
Well, I saw Kamala Harris on TV last night. Watched her for close to 2 hours. You know, the movie was the planet of that. No, the midget. The movie was the Planet of the Apes, but you know she's a good actress. She's a good actress.
Oh my God!
Here you go. Shit, what was I gonna say? I done lost my train of thought now. But I'm telling you, man, this shit's coming unwound so quickly. Everybody can go, well, you know, guys, right, let me tell you, the minute those midterms are over, stand the fuck by, because that shit's going to take off again. I've got buddies in the oil field that are telling me that don't be surprised if fucking oil hits $130 a barrel in January.
They can go fuck themselves, man. Let me tell you what. I'm not going to lie. I don't give a shit if I'm on the radio or not. People come up missing gas. That's right. I fucking did it. Yes, I did. I stole your fucking dog, your fucking cat. I stole your fucking pigeons just so I could get gas. Yep.
Well, there was a carjacking in Baton Rouge, and the guy, he said, I'm not giving up my car. He said, I'm not giving up my car till I siphon the gas out of this sumbitch. I just fill this sumbitch up. Y'all had a car. I'm keeping the gas.
I'm telling you, all this shit that's coming up is going to be bad. And everybody knows it's going to be bad, but it's got to get bad before it gets better. Honestly, it's got to get bad.
See, Carmelita, here's the thing, and I want everybody to listen to this. These kids, they've fallen for the bullshit about, you know, forgiving student debt and all that. They think they're getting all scot-free.
Yeah,
but
they're fucking idiots.
They're
paying taxes on that
shit. Okay, hold on. What they're failing to realize is anytime you gain monetary compensation for something and you don't have to pay it back, that's considered income.
Yeah, you get a 1099.
So,
Let me finish.
First of all, the fucking student loan thing ain't happening. Joe Biden, any president you want to name, fake president, as in the case of Joe Biden, does not have the authority to cancel debt. That has to go through the Congress. So everybody can just get off the shit about that. But what I want to add is that I filed... you guys know in 2012 I had a bout with cancer. I had an emergency appendectomy. I'd had a very aggressive carcinoma in it. Luckily, it did not rupture, so I got out pretty easy overall. I filed my lawsuit against June. I was at Camp Lejeune for 2 years through RIF school, my reconnaissance training, jump school, so yada, 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 all that shit. So I want y'all to know, I don't know what's going to come of this, but if I do hit a good lick or I find an old baseball card or I win the lotto, I want you to know that the money is not going to change me one little bit. I'm going to be the same old last gunny you've ever known. But let me tell you, fuck-ups will become of epic proportion.
Right?
Oh, yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
Well, guys, it's that time. Actually, it's past that time. Guys, want to do a show tomorrow, or do you want to do one Thursday?
We can do one tomorrow if you want, or Thursday. But whatever you guys want to do.
I'll probably be on the road. I got to load and get to South Carolina all in one day and offload the next day because it's
all right.
It's wax. It's a temperature control load. So I'll have my foot in it.
All right. Well, we can do a show Thursday night. And Carmelita, thank you for coming back home.
You're welcome.
Be good out there, Carmelita.
No way.
Hey, Susan.
Sorry. I don't have that
in
me.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. Hey, Susan, you want to play Barbie? I'll be Ken and you can be the box that I come in.
Oh, my God.
All right, you guys. We'll go ahead and close the show, and we'll be back for Thursday night. I don't know. We're getting closer to the election, so we'll see what's going to happen.
Well,
whatever's going down, I can promise you, I'm going to be in Russell's foxhole, so y'all come down and see us.
That's it, all baby. Right. I might head that way. I forgot to tell you, just one quick thing and I'll get off. Man, I had a friend from Alaska. We came pretty packed and stuff like that. She got divorced. She moved from Alaska to Missouri. And she went to work at the Lake City ammo plant down there. All right? Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, for $750, I got 3 500-round boxes of 5.56 and 3 500 boxes of 300 blackout.
Damn.
That's 3,000 rounds of ammo for $750.
Hell
damn.
Yeah.
That's a deal.
Where the hell was that at? Where was that?
So, long dong Polak gunny done made out like a bandit. Good night, America.
We'll go ahead and close the show. We'll be back Thursday. Virgil, you get careful on the road. Come later. You call me. You talk to me anytime. Good night, everybody. I'm going to go play
Good night, Chester, wherever you are.